Good. I have no relationship to this clause. Before I start telling about my presentation, I'm going to give you a little background about poultry workers so you have an idea what I'm talking about. Poultry worker doing that is very dangerous, it's dirty, it's nasty, it's wet, it's cold, and the margin of profit of that industry is very low, so the company compensate that by spearing the line. So it's said that they process one chicken per working per second. And you can imagine doing that work, one chicken per second per worker. That the potential to get injured and get an illness there is very high. So where are those plants located? They're located in the south, in the rural south, and especially in Georgia, Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina, 70% of the production is done in that area. But there's a reason behind doing it in that area. It's because those states are anti-union and their right to work state. It means that if you don't want to belong to a union, you don't have to. So those capitalists, those people, they know where to put those companies, so there's not much they can, people fighting with them. So who is taking those nice jobs away from us? The one that's taking those nice jobs away from us are minority, they're immigrant, especially from Latin America. And in Western North Carolina, where we are located, the majority of the workers are from Mexico. But in one plant, we have the majority of the workers are Guatemalan that speak a Mayan language. And since my presentation is about skin diseases, I'm just going to tell you the exposure they expose there. They're handling raw, dead chicken. They're in the damp, cool environment. They're exposed to chicken feces, greases, feather, water, dirty water, chemical. And the more prevalent diseases that we found in our study were onychomycosis, tinea pedis, warts, and contact dermatitis. The objective of this paper is to describe poultry processing workers' belief about what caused the course and the treatment of skin diseases, and also is to delineate the difference about those beliefs among indigenous and non-indigenous poultry workers. And then we want to determine how those beliefs differ from the biomedical model in order to develop appropriate material, education material for the material. This map shows the four counties, the one in blue where we did our research, and the one in yellow is where Wake Forest is located. Those, if you see those counties, are really very close to everybody. You don't have to go so far. This presentation comes from the qualitative part of a bigger study that we did with Latino workers. Not only poultry workers, but manual workers and poultry workers. We recruited 742 Latino workers. Out of those, 290 were poultry workers. Out of those 271 were diagnosed with a skin disease by a physical examination. The doctor, the dermatologist examined them. And then we, the in-depth interview, we 13 of them to ask them questions about those illness. And the inclusion criteria was they had to be 18, they had to be Latino worker, or Latino Hispanic, or they had to be poultry worker. And the data collection, what we did with the in-depth interview conducted in the worker homes. And what we did, we followed the claimant's explanatory model of illnesses, like how you call the problem, what you think it caused it, why and did this start, and how severe is it, how, what is the main problem that it caused. And the interview were recorded, transcribed, and translated. The analysis was conducted with Atlas TI. And this graph shows the characteristic of our participants. That's 13 of them. The 8 of them were from Mexico, 4 from Guatemala. They are indigenous, and then 1 from El Salvador, the non-indigenous. So we have 9 non-indigenous and 4. I'm going to focus my presentation on talking about the causes and the what they think is going to happen in the future with the illness, and also how they treat it. When we analyzed the interviews, we found that the non-indigenous think that tinea pedis onychomycosis is caused by the chemical in the water, like this worker says. What some people say is that it could be from the chemicals they use in the water. For example, the bleach and all that is what people make comments about. On the other hand, the indigenous worker said that, well, it was only in the water. And one worker said, well, I think it is caused from working with my shoes on at the plant because I didn't have those things on my feet. I think it's from the humidity because there is water there from the chicken. So sometimes your shoes get wet, and so it's from the humidity. And what the indigenous thing that cause warts, the non-indigenous, they think that is caused by the grease from the chicken, the grease coming from the chicken. And this worker said, what we have in our hands is called mezquinos. Those are the ones you can cut off and they will come back. That is due to the grease of the chicken. And that water of the chicken, yeah, gets on us, they will come back again. What the non-indigenous believe that it's caused by the grease, the indigenous believe it's caused by their own blood. They think it's something that has come from their own body. So it's from the blood. And this worker said, well, I don't know. I got all the sorry, and I remove it because my mom said that we should jerk it off. However, blood come out, and I think it contaminated me. That is what I think. Well, that is what people say. When you get rid of one, you get a bunch. He's, in a way, he's talking about that somebody said, but in a way, when we Latino are, that we find out, that when we are interviewed, we also say, well, somebody else say this, but it's that we are doing it, but we always say somebody else is doing it. So it's in a way of and then when we are saying, okay, what do you think is going to happen to the illness that you have? The non-indigenous people, they say, well, it's going to be cured. It's fine. And this worker say, well, I have faith that it's going to be completely cured because I think it's a mild illness. I don't think it's anything serious. On the other hand, the indigenous people, they believe that it's going to kill them. This question is, previous question, he said, well, I think it's going to kill me. And then in the follow-up question, the interviewer asked, well, what do you think is going to kill you? And he said, well, because they say that sometimes people have something wrong with them on the inside that is making them sick. And it start eating away at the skin from the inside. People had died from that before. And treatment. The non-indigenous, they use over-the-counter medicine, and they also use folklore medicine. This worker here is talking about using vinegar and lamisir. And when he was asked, okay, what is that explained that, and he said, well, I think the vinegar is very strong, and when you wash your feet with it, the fungus is washed away. And with the cream, you just apply it, and that's it. I think they both work. So he was using both at the same time, the one and the other. And then the indigenous, when you ask him, okay, how do you treat that? And he said, well, some people told me to do this. And he said, I've heard, and he said, I've heard somebody told me to do it. Several things from different people are what to put on them. One of them told me to put battery acid on them. Yes, they told me to do that. I could get a little bit from the inside of the battery and pour it on them. But they told me to make sure and not corrode the rest of my skin. Again, that somebody told him to do it. So then the discussion, the beliefs expressed by the Latinos, poultry processing, and about the course and treatment, they differ from the biomedical method. They have their own way of thinking. And there's clear difference that you could tell that about between the indigenous and non-indigenous, the way they believe. We believe that workers need cultural appropriate training to reduce the incidence of skin diseases and improve treatment. And if you see, it was a small sample, so there's limitation there. But right now we're doing more interviews to write a paper about it. We just done four and we have some more to go. It's also only done in Western North Carolina. More research with bigger sample, I think is required. And I will acknowledge my friend there and the thing. Thank you. Thank you.